also when I made muffins, I put it in the muffin pan. Mm-hmm. The only difference that you use is a pan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now what about batter bread?
Batter bread?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about what you call batter bread.
Okay.
I've heard it on the radio. Batter whipped. But I don't know what they mean by it.
Okay. What about ash bread or ash cake?
I don't know anything about that.
Okay, I guess that pretty well covers those. Now, you can make bread at home, and you can call that homemade bread. But if you go out and buy bread, you call that
baked bread.
Okay. What do you call something? You mentioned this before. It's round and has a hole in the middle.
A donut.
Okay. Did you ever make those?
Yes.
Well, is there a difference between a donut and a crawl?
Well, a crawl doesn't have the hole in it.
Is it round, too? Well,
round.
Uh-huh. Well, how did you make those?
That's too long ago. You make it like we made them like we made cakes.
Did they have yeast in them?
No, we didn't. Oh, you can make the yeast donuts, all right.
Mm-hmm.
You can make them with the yeast and cut them out. Let the let rise and then cut your donuts out and then let them rise again and then fry them.
Uh-huh. Well, did you all make them with baking powder then?
Yes, we made them with baking powder.
Uh-huh. Would you call them something different depending on whether they're made with baking powder or yeast?
No, I wouldn't call them any different. You might call them yeast donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, nowadays we had what they call self-rising flour. We could use that and didn't have to have all that stuff in them. Now, we didn't make our bread a lot of bread because my father didn't care for the baked bread at all. And we would make our yeast bread and mm-hmm. rolls.
I imagine that was awfully good.
Oh, they're delicious. I'd carry homemade bread to school. That's all we were allowed to have, homemade bread and butter. And when we come home, we got a full dinner.
This is a measurement, a weight. A loaf of bread usually weighs 1 pound. Okay. Now, if you were buying flour in a bag, you might buy 5.
5 pounds, 10 pounds, 12 pounds.
Okay.
We bought it by the barrel.
You did. You must have made a lot of things at home.
Oh, we had to make it. We had to get it that way. We didn't have stoves like they had when I was growing up, like they have everywhere, supermarkets. We had just I had to go downtown to the market where the parking lot is on Broughton Street, Congress Street. That's where we had to go to get our vegetables. Huskers would come around the street, maybe get some sometime. But we didn't have stoves on every corner like they have now to get things.
Uh-huh. Well, didn't you have a problem with weevils or things getting in flour?
No. We didn't get that large a barrel.
Uh-huh. That's very interesting. Did your father ever talk to you about his work at the brewery?
No.
Uh-huh. When did that brewery shut down,
I really don't know. Because I'm not good at remembering dates and I never kept up with it.
Uh-huh. What do you call the stuff that you put into bread to make it rise?
Baking powder and yeast.
Okay.
All yeast you want.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The center part, the white.
And what about what's inside the white?
The yolk.